couple of bigs. We'll see how that goes. I really like what I saw from him in the first game. I like what I saw from all of them, like you said, in terms of, you know, I saw things that I wanted to see. Now, did I see it enough? Well, I'd like to see more. I mean, don't want much, just more.
Small sample size, but yeah. We'll get a little bit bigger sample size after tonight. We'll come back with more of the Tip-Off Show in a couple of minutes. We'll hear from Eric Crawford, Iowa State assistant coach, next. You're listening to Cyclone Basketball from Learfield.
We're all about giving back to the community we serve. So we're active in organizations that support our kids, like 4-H and FFA, sponsoring events and scholarships. We support local school boards, fairs, and community organizations. You could say our interest in agriculture and the people who make it possible just keeps growing. First Iowa State Bank, your employee-owned community bank. Member FDIC.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Craig Ford is more than just the name of our business. It's my name and my reputation. Craig Ford is committed to providing you with the highest in customer service and the peace of mind in knowing we won't be beat on price. Check out our website at craigford.com and compare our prices with our competitors. Craig Ford won't be beat on price. Let me say that one more time. Craig Ford won't be beat on price.
Cover more ground and get more savings on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. Gas-powered with a top speed of 40 miles per hour and outstanding acceleration and handling with cargo. All backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months, or save up to $2,000. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Come see us at Belzer Equipment in Albia or check out our current inventory at BelzerEquip.com.
This is Cyclone Basketball on Thunder Country.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Tip-Off Show. Iowa State taking on Kansas City tonight, and Eric Crawford has been part of this Iowa State staff for a while now, but he is now in the role of an assistant coach. We're going to add him to our rotation of coaches we visit with prior to games and at halftimes this season. Of course, Eric was a great player at UNI, and he has been a part of the coaching staff here under Greg McDermott and now under T.J. Otzelberger. And let's hear what he had to say about tonight's matchup.
Eric, tell me a little bit about this Kansas City team. What do you see?
I see a team that's pretty talented. I mean, it'll definitely be a different opponent than what we played last week. I think they're picked very highly in their league, and they're going to come in and try to score. I don't think they'll be necessarily intimidated when they come in here. I think they have some older guys that have some confidence, feeling good about the two games they've played so far, so I think it'll be a good challenge for us.
What would you like to see from your team a little bit sharper than game one?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we'd like to see some of the shots go in. I thought we had some really good looks, and, you know, just our shooting numbers from three in particular weren't kind of what we've been used to, you know, so far through practice. But, you know, then just a little bit of just cleaning some stuff up, just a little bit of crisper ball movement, trying to limit a couple of the unforced turnovers that we had. I think we had three or four of those. I just kind of want to see us continue to build our confidence on the offensive end.
Jamar Brown's a good player. Tell us about how you try to slow him down.
We got to limit his three-point opportunities, and then we got to keep him off the offensive glass. I mean, he plays with great effort, great toughness, and then he just finds a way to get himself open for shots. And our challenge is to try to limit him and make sure we got a hand in his face every time he catches it and try to put pressure on him to make him have to dribble the basketball.
And let's go back, Eric, to the Eric Crawford statements about the offense, because that's kind of his specialty area. He's kind of the co-offensive coordinator along with Nate Schmidt, if you will. And I think when he talks about crispness, to me it's player movement, ball movement, and that's something we really have seen TJ's teams, even if the offense wasn't always perfect, players were constantly in motion. The ball was constantly in motion. And I think that's something that was maybe missing a little bit in game one.
Yeah, ball stuck a little bit, yeah. I think, at times. And when Iowa State has struggled offensively over the past, 3 years or so, it has been a lot of times lack of player movement. The movement, maybe have movement, but you don't have a purposeful movement. And I think that's going to be a big thing. You got to make hard cuts. And when you do that, man, the pace of the game really picks up and stresses the defense so much. And eventually, Iowa State, because they have so many guys who can handle the ball, can make plays for others, that's when you create some little opportunities, and that's how you get on a run, either at home or on the road, to maybe deliver a knockout blow.
He mentioned the three-point shooting, too. Iowa State 5 of 21 in the opener. Paint touches and offensive rebounds a lot of times lead to those best looks from three, and maybe that's something that can be a product of what we were just talking about.
I'm one thing I'm kind of curious to see tonight, too, is, Kansas City's not a team with a lot of bulk inside. Is Iowa State maybe going to try to go inside a little bit more? And once again, not always just to score, but if they can't handle DeSean Jackson or Joshua Jefferson on the block and they have to double, that's when these guys are both good passers. At least we believe they're good passers. And I've, what I've seen would certainly indicate that, and the coaches feel that way. That's when you can start really getting those kick-out threes and maybe the extra pass, and those are the sweet looks from three. You're in your sweet spot, you're stepping into it, catching and going toward the basket. Those are the highest percentage threes you're going to get.
DeSean Jackson had 50 assists a year ago at Charlotte, so certainly a capable passer. We'll come back with more of the Cyclone Tip-Off Show in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Cyclone Basketball from Learfield.
Something big is happening at Hy-Vee. We just lowered thousands and thousands of prices on thousands and thousands of items in every aisle and in every department. Online, too. And on many of your favorite products, we've even matched prices with some of the biggest discount stores in the country. Because we get it. Times are still tough. So we'll continue to work hard to bring you new, lower prices on thousands of items. Things are looking different at Hy-Vee. Come see for yourself.
You might think Iowa grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Corn can even fuel your drive to watch the Cyclones play when you choose Unleaded 88. It's a fuel that's cheaper, cleaner, and greener. Plus, it's homegrown, making Unleaded 88 the clear choice at the pump and totally worth the hype. So as you head to cheer on the Cyclones this season, don't just fuel up, pump it up with Unleaded 88. Find Unleaded 88 at a station near you. Go to iowacorn.org/88.
Now's the time to get right with Pivot Bio Nitrogen. The right source at the right rate, at the right time, in the right place. Sounds good, right? And now is the right time to act with zero payments, zero interest, until December 1st, 2025, on the best source of nitrogen. Talk to your local rep today and learn more about Pivot Bio's 0% financing programs for nitrogen.
Are you a fan of the Iowa State Cyclones? Then you'll love Poetry Finance, the official digital bank of the Iowa State Cyclones. Poetry Finance combines the strength of traditional banking with the convenience of a mobile-friendly platform. With our instant payment gateway, peer-to-peer payments are as quick as a snap, and our mobile wallet access keeps your finances at your fingertips. Ready to take control? Write your own future with Poetry Finance. Visit us online today. Poetry Finance, when your financial journey meets your passion for the Cyclones. That's P-O-E-T-R-Y-Y.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Tip-Off Show. Iowa State will take on Kansas City today. The Roos only average 11 turnovers a game. Now, they have not faced great competition, but of course Iowa State will try to force them into some turnovers tonight. Cyclones had 16 steals in game one against Mississippi Valley State. That's a pretty good number. They were third in the nation a year ago in steals at 10.3 per game. And they can get them.
They turned it over 12 times a year ago. Did a pretty good job taking care of the ball last year as well. But yes, that's certainly one of the matchups in this game, too. I mean, just a lot of intriguing things about how this game would play out, but certainly Iowa State's ability to play pressure defense against a team that's going to do a lot of screening, and there's going to be a lot of movement. communication, being able to guard that three-point line, just going to be so critical here tonight.
And when we come back, we're going to visit with Brant Chatfield and Nate Heisey about the importance of physicality for the Cyclones defensively and offensively. We'll come back with more of the tip-off show in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Cyclone Basketball from Learfield.
You're ready to buy a house. You're ready to settle down. Who do you trust on the other end to get you there? Todd Shelton, Red Hall Realty in Sheraton. He's been doing what he does for his community for 35 years. So let him show you around your hometown. He's engaged in the lives of children. He volunteers as a referee, and he's a fan. Find Todd Shelton, and you'll find a commitment to finding the perfect home. You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a community with people like Todd Shelton. Call 641-203-2242 and explore Red Hall Realty.
With Bank Iowa, enjoy the convenience of online banking so you can manage your accounts anytime, anywhere. Transfer funds, pay bills, access e-statements, and deposit checks on the go with our mobile app. Plus, with digital wallet, you can easily track your expenses, allowing you to focus on the things that really matter. Available in the App Store and Google Play. Bank Iowa, let's make it happen. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to your insurance for your home, auto, farm, and business, think about your very own hometown insurance company, GNP Insurance. Right here in Albia for 12-plus years, family-owned and operated. We're proud of our hometown just like you are. From the wonderful Welcome Home Soldier Monument to all the local businesses thriving in our community, the wonderful churches and kids excelling throughout our community, we are proud of Albia just like you. Proud to support, serve, and protect our community. Next time you think of your insurance and protection needs, think of GNP Insurance.
At Kinetic Edge Physical Therapy, we believe there's an athlete in all of us. Our bodies were made to move. Whether it's on the field or in your backyard, we know you'll feel better if you move better. Everyday tasks and activities can be made easier, and living without pain is possible. We're transforming lives and restoring hope through movement at Kinetic Edge. There's an athlete in all of us. Let us help bring out the athlete in you. Kinetic Edge Physical Therapy.
This is Cyclone Basketball on Thunder Country.
Off show, we were talking just a moment ago about some of the newcomers on the Cyclone roster and how they've impacted the game. And certainly two that have really made a contribution already are Brant Chatfield and Nate Heisey. Brant transferring in from Seattle at 6'10", 260, a redshirt senior. Obviously, it's the first player ever that was born in Idaho. And Nate Heisey from Lake City, Minnesota, the transfer from UNI. Didn't score a lot, but certainly contributed to that Cyclone victory the other day. But those two players were asked this week about the importance of physicality in T.J. Altzelberger's system.
Maybe from Washington State, I mean, I came in as a real small guy and playing against seniors there, I kind of just learned that if I want to be effective in college basketball, especially at the D1 level, I got to be physical. That kind of stemmed from there, and I had a lot of great older players that I really looked up to that were super physical.
Guys in my old conference, the big guys were more like 6'8", 6'9", and the guys here are more 7 foot and added muscle and stuff, and then expectations. Coach wants us to play physically, so if you don't do it, you get in trouble. So kind of all the motivation you need.
We don't want anybody to get in trouble.
No. And they can control that. Just be physical. You got to be smart physical, too. You can't go out tackle players, but I think that's the nature. Iowa State, the way they coach defense in particular, and offense to some extent, too. I mean, you're looking for a collision every now and then, and you got to be able to stand up to it and deliver it.
Now, Chatfield, a guy who had 5 offensive rebounds in 10 minutes the other night, and had 86 offensive rebounds to lead his Seattle team last season. So he's a guy that can get to the offensive glass. Had a little trouble getting some of the putbacks home, but he shot 60% last year. You got to believe he's going to be able to give you some offensive help.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Not only that, he's a career 34% three-point shooter, not with a lot of it. He's made 31, so, I mean, he has the ability to step out and make a shot outside the paint as well.
And Nate Heisey, a guy who did so many things well for UNI last year. He was their leader in minutes and scoring and defensive rebounds and assists. And
all-conference.
Yeah, all-conference player, really a good all-around player that can really make a contribution to this team.
Yeah. It may take a while for him to really get settled in for all those guys, you know, but once they find their comfort level, I just think such valuable pieces. And once again, TJ didn't recruit guys who weren't going to be willing to be physical. I don't think anybody does a better job of vetting players and finding players to fit the style with which Iowa State wants to play, you know, than TJ. And if I could here for just a minute, sure. I want to wish happy birthday to my granddaughter, Georgie.
Oh, of course you can.
One of my five most favorite granddaughters in the world.
I understand completely. I get it. We'll come back with more of the Tip-Off Show in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Cyclone Basketball from Learfield.
Cyclone fans, looking for the perfect spirit to elevate your next gathering? Experience the smooth taste of Iowa State 1858 Vodka. Handcrafted from the finest ingredients and distilled to perfection, Iowa State 1858 Vodka is your go-to for any occasion. Whether you're shaking up a classic Moscow Mule or pouring a refreshing vodka lemonade, each sip is a celebration of flavor. Keeping profits and aims with every cocktail enjoyed or bottle of Iowa State 1858 Vodka purchased. Make sure your next cocktail starts with Iowa State 1858 Vodka. Learn more at iowadistilling.com.
We stand for freedom.
We're the Iowa Farm Bureau, and we believe in the future of Iowa. We support Iowa schools, provide access to affordable health care, and nurture new business opportunities in rural communities. For more information, contact your local County Farm Bureau.
Pioneer Brands Z-Series soybeans are bred to defy expectations. So it's no surprise they're getting rave reviews, and that has more than farmers talking. In fact, a grain elevator wrote, "Sweet mother of pearl, trailer after trailer of Z-Series. It's never ending. We need a break." Safe to say, everyone is feeling the impact of Z-Series soybeans. Unleash your greatest harvest yet at pioneer.com/newera.
Silly moments, the proud moments, even the hard moments. They're what make life remarkable. And they're why Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield is here for every moment. Committed to making healthcare better, more affordable, with more choices for care. And service and coverage that give you peace of mind no matter what comes your way. So you can show up for every tender moment, every brave moment, and every wouldn't miss it for the world moment. Knowing that blue is here for you. Go to Wellmark.com/every moment to find a plan right for you.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Tip-Off Show. Let's take a look around the Big 12 Conference, Eric. What do we have going on?
Well, only one game tonight, but tomorrow night, good slate of Big 12 games featuring number one. Kansas is playing Michigan State in Atlanta, and of course, Michigan State in that Maui Classic with Iowa State, although they are on the other side of the bracket in quite a few other games. Coming up this week, TCU is at Michigan on Friday night. West Virginia at Pitt. And Pitt, a team that, you know, people think could be a really solid team again this year. And Darren DeVries will get his first road test.
And just taste of that rivalry.
And taste of the backyard brawl.
Yeah.
Because the backyard brawl is not just football.
No, no.
I go back to the days when Mike Ditka played for Pitt. Played basketball just to beat guys up, and West Virginia had a similar guy. They just go down the court just wailing on each other.
Kind of the Marty McSorley of...
Exactly. Okay. Also, on Friday, Arizona is at Wisconsin, too. You know, and last week, since we were here, you know, we were hyping up that Baylor-Gonzaga game. And he wouldn't have had to stay up late to watch the end of that one. That was unbelievable. But give Scott Drew and his guys credit. They came back on Saturday with a really good win over John Calipari's Arkansas Razorbacks, 72-67. And Auburn with a win over Houston in Houston, but not at the Fertitta Center. But, man, what a game. Of course, Iowa State will open Maui Classic with Auburn, and they've jumped Iowa State in the poll. They were 11, and now, and you understand why. Arizona State with a good game yesterday. They at Gonzaga lost 88-80, but they look like a team that you have to be reckoned with. And we did mention UCF with a win over Texas A&M, and just. Yeah, you think, well, that's a good win. A&M was 13th in the country. UCF did it without their leading scorer from a year ago, Jalen Sellers. So even more impressive in that regard. They've got one of those young guys who's about 7'2 and can block a lot of shots, and he was able to do that in that game. So guess what? This is going to be a really good league, and it's going to be competitive. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Kansas knocking off North Carolina in Allen Fieldhouse on Friday. And
that's
good for college basketball. We need more on-campus games like that one.
It was great. You know, I guess I'm not of the opinion. I know Travis Hines wrote about how disappointing the opening night is in college basketball. We only got 5 months coming up.
Right. No, I get it.
And certainly there were a couple really good matchups that opening night, but, for the most part, there's just...
If you're going to have a great marquee matchup, I just like it to be on a campus. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And next year, it's going to be Houston and Auburn in Birmingham.
Right.
Okay. Well, they're kind of like home courts, so you're maybe appealing to someone else, but how about taking care of the students and the fans who are buying season tickets, So I'm with you on that one.
All right, we'll come back. That wraps up the tip-off show, but we're going to return with the Coach's Corner after these messages. You're listening to Cyclone Basketball from Learfield.
Listen up, Iowa farmers. BW Fusion is here to bring you the best in crop nutrition. Because like Cyclone Basketball, we know how to win. Our job isn't to tell growers what to do. We teach and we give them tools to take back control. We create data-backed products designed to maximize their profitability. That's what we mean when we say we're leaders in the field. BW Fusion, proud sponsor of Iowa State basketball. Go Clones!
Cyclone farmers do it all. That's why at Ag Leader, we're devoted to making your life easier every day through every season with our easy-to-use precision farming technology that can do it all alongside you. From planting and spraying to steering and harvesting and more, do it all on your farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com to upgrade your farm equipment with proven precision farming technology from Ag Leader.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com. Go Cyclones!
Both home and away, Cyclones are making a difference everywhere they go. Through innovation, commitment, and a can-do spirit, Iowa State is uplifting lives in our state and around the globe. When you support students, you're helping send their Cyclone knowledge and pride out into the world. Be part of something bigger. Together, we can help the people and programs of Iowa State University go farther. Join us at movewhatmatters.com.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the plumbers and steam fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to UALocal33.org.